to find out what is the will of God and do it wholeheartedly. Well, that would be you guys. I knew you were going to take that. There's no chance this young lady's going to.
I think all of it.
Now, we've met up and we've kind of put together some questions because we felt it was easier for Georgina especially to explain what's going to be happening next. So my first question for you is, how long has this visit of yours been on your heart?
For me, it's been my whole life, really. I think since I was a child, since my dad used to work with BMS, so I heard like stories of missionaries going overseas and what they were doing, and I just kind of felt that one day that's what I'm going to be doing.
I'm just thinking, actually, we haven't actually said there'll be people in queue that won't even know what we're talking about. Yeah. So what is it you're going to be doing? Why is 2018 so exciting for you guys? What are you going to be doing?
So we are moving to Cambodia on this 18th of January, so just under 2 weeks, to work with Dave and Esther, who were the couple on that DVD that you just saw.
Superb, that's it. We'll carry on a minute. I just realised there'd be a lot of people here who wouldn't know that. So for Tom, so how long has it been on your heart?
So a little bit less for me. About since we got married, it became sort of a reality that this is what we were going to do. And I guess it's one of the things that you vow to do when you get married, that you become one with your partner as well. So we did a little bit with the mission group here at Eden for a while, and that sort of ignited the fire a little bit more. So we've sort of been investigating and pushing forward for probably a good 5-8 years now with that sort of stuff.
Superb. So why is it taking you 5 years to get going then? What's taking so long?
God's timing, pretty much.
Okay.
I was saying to Craig, I was pretty set on going January last year. I kind of had my heart set on that and was like, this is when we're going to go. It works well for us and timing. But yeah, that didn't happen, and which I can see now was a good thing. But
superb. So God's timing is obviously integral in all of what you were doing. But when did it become really clear then that you'd be realising your joint dream as it now is? So obviously your dream as a child, but a joint dream as a couple. So when did it all come together?
It kind of became clear back in May 2017 when we went to this Missions Academy course.
Okay.
And that was when we felt that Cambodia was where we'd be going.
Superb. So, Tom, I know you were there as well.
I was there. George actually stole the answer. She's getting confident as we stand there. we went to this conference in May, and we sort of got a week's worth of training. And you sort of wonder what sort of training you can get in a week to do mission work. But it was just sort of those cultural differences, and there's a really good analogy of that. Over here, we're sort of metaphorically square heads in the culture, and another country is circle heads. And once you go on mission, you become a sort of squarey circles. You don't really fit into either anymore, and it's about preparing you for not quite fitting in there, not quite fitting in here when you come back. But it's just that sort of those sort of little bits and bobs that I found was really quite illuminating and quite nice to sort of know about. And after that, we spoke to Dave and Esther. We had loads of questions for them, as you can imagine. We're sort of going to go live here for a year. We asked none of them. We just spoke to them for about 2 hours about everything, toffee crisps, Tottenham Hotspur, and his love for karaoke. So we did have other Skypes, which were a bit more informative, but it was just, we just connected and it was great. So we just knew that in our hearts that it was the right place to go. We could really have an impact there, and yeah, that was where we were.
Superb. So what did you have to do when you felt it was right to go then? Because obviously I'm assuming you both got jobs and things like that. So what did you have to do?
So once we realised that this is what we had to do, the practicalities, so we went to our work. We'd sort of given them a little bit of a, this is what we might be doing at some point in our life. And I think they sort of looked at us and said, yeah, okay. One of those sort of pipe dream sort of things. But this time we go back and say, actually, we're going in January. Do you think we'll be able to have a career break? And luckily, both our jobs allow us to do this. So we've got a year sabbatical where we can leave in January and come back in January. And potentially we could extend it up to 5 years. So we've got that potential to sort of really, I'm not sure Jackie wants to hear this, but we could be there for slightly longer than just a year.
She didn't hear that, mate, honestly. Yeah. Didn't hear a word. The microphone didn't give anything away.
So we went there. I obviously spoke to the work. Work were great, to be honest. That's all sorted. George's work has been outstanding. They've given a really good send-off. They've also been involved in some of the fundraising events we've had. We had a quiz night not long ago, and quite a lot of your work came there. Yeah, and I think that's
everything, honestly.
Yeah.
Everything and more. Right, we'll hand the microphone to Georgie. So what will you be doing there? What are you going to be doing in Cambodia? It's a long way away. What are you going to be doing, especially then we'll ask Tom the same question.
So the main things for me is going to be working in the Early Learning Centre, which is working with children from age 0 to 5, and also with Be Free, which you just heard about, so the rehabilitation programme for women that have been rescued from trafficking. So those will be my two main roles.
So I'm there for moral support for Dave, because he gets lots of women coming to this event. So I'll be with him, but mainly what we're doing, a bit of church planting. So throughout Cambodia, we'll do a little bit in Phnom Penh, where their main church is, but they also splinter off and do lots of other bits around. There's also, quite nicely for me, starting in about February, Dave's started doing a football ministry, so there'll be outreaching via football and sport, and there is potential to do some tennis coaching. And those of you that know me a bit better, I used to be a tennis coach for a couple of years, so that's quite a nice avenue that we could maybe explore and sort of try and do a bit of outreach with that. And also there's a bit, I might help out at the Early Learning Centre as well. I quite like teaching, so we'll see how that goes. But we've got a few options that we can sort of dabble in, and then once we find out where God wants us to be, I guess that's where we'll end up.
Teaching some maths then, yeah?
I'd love to, yeah.
So what else are we doing in Phnom Penh? Is that right?
I tried for ages
to get that right.
I kept saying Phnom Penh.
We'll trust you then. So what else is going on there? Because obviously the Early Learning Centre, the other work that's going on, but what else will be going on while you're over there?
So that's all in Phnom Penh, which is the capital city. But they also do a lot of work in more of the villages and the rural areas, where they go and run like holiday kids clubs and minister to the families that are living there. So we'll be helping out in that, possibly teaching English in the schools there.
Superb. Well, the reason we got 60-odd people in front of us is we want to know what we can do to help. So what can the Eden Church family do to help and support you guys?
So as we've been planning for 5 years, we sort of thought it would be a good idea to start saving at that point. And we've been quite fortunate that with the savings and the fundraising we've done already, that we've got money now to go pay for our flights, pay for our visas, accommodation and sort of the necessity costs. But obviously, if anyone would like to sort of help towards the project, the money that we have extra, we can actually put back in. So at the moment, we can go and we can live and we can sort of be a help ourselves. But anything extra, then we can sort of put in to Be Free, put into the other projects that are going on as well. So as the football's just starting, stuff like kit for that would be great. This year, particularly, we really invested as well. So there's a bit of background. We really invest in actually tithing into the church. And it may seem odd when you're saving to go away and you're sort of thinking of yourself, we need this money to sort of make a difference somewhere else. Why would you tithe into the church? But it's been amazing how that has actually blossomed our finances. When you've been saving for 4 years and then suddenly in 1 year you nearly get the same amount as you had in the previous four, you just know that sort of God's working, and it's amazing how much you get back when you give. So I just want to really highlight that as a sort of real eye-opener for us this year, that it was just really, really amazing.
I'm just going to ask Georgie a minute, because Georgie was talking about the tithing in the church in relation to Dave and Esther. Do you want to just tell us a bit about that and the cost they pick up there as well?
So Dave and Esther, kind of similar to us, they kind of have to raise all the money, but they're the ones that have set everything up, and basically, they have to use their money to kind of pay the staff to help keep Be Free going. They're the main source of funding into the church. Cambodians, from what we've heard, don't really get the whole tithing thing, so a lot of what they're putting in is just from their own pocket. We just feel we'd love to be able to give into that as well as we're there. Be Free as well also costs around, I think it's around £30,000 a year to run, which obviously they're having to try and fundraise themselves while they're having to pay for their own living as well. The Early Learning Centre as well, they've recently refurbished to kind of make it more of a safe place for the children. So they've been trying to source new toys and equipment for that as well.
Yep, well, that's good. We mentioned financially then, and I know you guys didn't want to in any way, shape or form come out here as if you were begging for money, was to tell everybody, we appreciate that. But what could we do if we wanted as individuals to help out, to help you financially, as you just mentioned then? The microphone's gone straight back to you now.
So there's a few ways that you could do. Some people have decided to sort of sponsor us, so they're sort of sponsoring the work we do, and they'll pay like a monthly amount into the project, or you could just do a one-off donation. So if you want to do either of those, you can just come and chat to us and we'll talk to you. And if you can't talk to us today, Nick and Jackie are here as well. So if you ever want to sort of later on in the year, you feel like God's saying, I don't know, just a picture of Cambodia comes into your mind, or trafficking or something like that, and you just want to sort of really invest into it, then we'd be more than willing to sort of like help with that. I guess as well, that's like one avenue we'd like help in. The other one is really just raising awareness. It's especially in like in Wales and the UK, it's very easy to sort of hide trafficking and to not really see it. And unfortunately, it does happen here as well. It happens in Cardiff, happens in Swansea, it happens in a lot of the major cities particularly. So just raising awareness, opening eyes, just to sort of see these things going on. And yeah, some of you may know about that already, but just sort of really pushing it out there. And then finally, we just really want prayer. It's a really easy, obvious one, but if like just when we're away, if we're going through a hard time, or if we're not quite sure what's going on, or struggles are happening, or there's something difficult going on in Cambodia, just knowing that we've got this massive family back home, just sort of praying for us, and sort of we've got just that power that we can sort of just go back into, that would be absolutely amazing. So, yeah, that would be awesome. If you have time just to pray for us maybe once a week or whatever, that would be amazing. Thank you.
Superb. And we want to pray for them, obviously. What we're going to do is we're going to ask people again. I'm not going to pick anyone individually, but we're going to ask Tom and Geordie to stand over that side. And there's some people who want to come out and stand out here and pray for them. That would be great. Please use a microphone because it's difficult for people to hear you pray. It would be wonderful to have a time. But one of the things as well is how are we going to find out what you're doing? You're going to be in a country far, far away. How are we going to find out what you guys are up to and keep in contact with you?
Well, we're on social media, the main one. We've just started a blog, so we've written our first blog, which I have shared on Facebook if you're my Facebook friend. But we can give anybody the link to that if you want to follow what we're up to. And we're also going to be doing a monthly newsletter, so we will send that to you, which will be sent out to everybody who wants to. That will be more of a kind of bullet point, you know, prayer points, what we've been up to the last month and information.
Superb. So, yeah, we'll get the newsletter from Georgie and Tom, and we'll then send it out when it comes through to everybody in Eden Church as well to keep everybody aware of what they're doing. And if you understand what a blog is, I asked Georgie what a blog was, and it came back with, well, I just typed something up. So if you want to know more about blogs, don't ask Georgie. Who knows about blogs? And then they can explain it to them. But it'll be wonderful to keep in contact with them. But as they said, the financial part is something which is needed, but they have done a lot of raising the funds themselves, which is superb. But it'd be great to be able to give them money to be able to do other works out in Cambodia. But they value your prayers, and we would like to pray for you guys now. So if I can take that microphone off you, just pop a little bit to left. And if some of you would like to come out and pray with them, that would be much appreciated. So we pray as a church. If you don't want to get up and pray, then please, you know, stay in your seats and we'll just pray shortly. But if anyone would like to come out and pray now, please stand and come and do so now. Much appreciated.